From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Japan's prime minister standing alongside the U.S. president borrowed a Donald Trump phrase on Monday, agreeing that all options are on the table when it comes to responding to North Korea's weapons development. Shinzo Abe, at a news conference with Trump in Tokyo, said there is no point in dialogue for the sake of dialogue with North Korea, and the time has come to exert maximum pressure on Pyongyang. The U.S. president called North Korea's pursuit of the ability to place a nuclear warhead on an intercontinental ballistic missile a threat to the civilized world and international peace and stability.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies. Most importantly, we're working to counter the dangerous aggressions of the regime in North Korea.
Prime Minister Abe revealed during the joint news conference that on Tuesday he will announce his country will freeze assets of nearly three dozen North Korean groups and individuals. The U.S. Air Force is investigating why the Texas church gunman's domestic violence conviction that got him jailed and thrown out of the service was not properly entered into the FBI database. If it had been, Devin Kelly would have been stopped from legally buying an assault rifle and may not have murdered 26 people Sunday in the tiny town of Sutherland Springs, which is not far from San Antonio, Texas. This is VOA News. Liberia's Supreme Court has